My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate. Investors in recent days have been treating regional bank stocks the way you treat a carton of outdated milk. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Investors are worried about banks that loaned money for commercial real estate, a sector that has not been thriving since pandemic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Stock in New York Community Bank plunged last week after it said it was setting aside more money as a cushion in case some of its commercial real estate loans went bad. The value of commercial office space is falling as more people work from home. On CBS's 60 Minutes, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said banks' exposure to these loans is, quote, a manageable problem.
Certainly, there will be some banks that have to be closed or merged out of existence because of this. That'll be smaller banks, I suspect, for the most part.
Powell doesn't think we'll see another banking crisis with large numbers of bank failures. He said the Fed is working with smaller regional banks to make sure they have enough resources. Those banks made more commercial real estate loans than bigger banks did. Investors are still skittish, though. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
If you're feeling fed up with the U.S. housing market, moving north across the border is probably not going to work. Canada has extended a ban on non-citizens buying residential property for two more years. Officials there had hoped this would make housing more affordable for Canadians, but it's not yet clear if the strategy's working. Here's Marketplace's Henry Epp.
About a decade ago, a lot of foreign investors were buying up Canadian properties, says Ren Thomas, an assistant professor at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
A lot of Hollywood actors or directors or producers have houses or condos in Vancouver, for example.
The result, says David Walksmith at McGill University,
Vancouver residents were being priced out of their own real estate market.
So in 2016, the provincial government put a hefty tax on those properties, and it helped for a bit. But across Canada, housing has just become less affordable. So the federal government started the ban last year. And, says Tom Davidoff at the University of British Columbia, housing prices have fallen.
But they're falling everywhere because of rising interest rates, so very hard to attribute causality.
These kinds of measures are politically popular, he says, but he points to another recent measure in Canada that could actually help fix the country's housing problem. In order to get federal infrastructure money, municipal governments now have to make zoning changes that allow for denser housing. I'm Henry Ebb for Marketplace.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been 1 year since the terrible earthquake struck southern Turkey and northern Syria. Businesses are still trying to rebuild, in some cases, with help from the U.S. government. Victoria Craig has this update from the Turkish city of Antakya.
The Mirbi flour mill is once again a hive of activity, but it's been a long road to get here.
We went through very difficult things under very challenging conditions.
Ali Emberal founded this business nearly a quarter century ago. The company has gone through tough times, persistently high inflation and currency crisis among them. But nothing prepared him for February 6th, 2023, when two earthquakes hit this region of Turkey.
The machines inside the factory shifted from their places and the engines were also seriously damaged. The Turkish Ministry of Industry came to do an inspection and their assessment showed almost $2 million of damage to the factory.
That included a collapsed roof, raw materials soaked and ruined by relentless rain, and products that were stolen in the immediate aftermath of the disaster. For more than 2 months, Ali lived at the factory, and many of his workers, including Suleiman Bilir, came back to help with repairs in order to get production back online as quickly as possible.
We carried out loads of renovations together with Mr. Ali, day and night, working shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand. Mr. Ali took care of our children, our home, our money, in the best possible way. Our children did not go hungry.
To help with the repairs, Ali discovered a loan program for businesses in Turkey's 11 earthquake-affected provinces. The U.S. government's International Development Finance Corporation provided a 7-year, $100 million loan to Turkey's Şekerbank to support small and medium-sized businesses in the region. Şekerbank added its own contribution and increased the available funds to $133 million.
In the next 3 years, 5 years, the need will definitely increase.
That's Murat Özdema, Şekerbank's regional manager for this area.
This is a very limited budget, but we will provide more. We're already trying to provide it as quickly as possible.
Mirbi flower boss Ali Emiral says the U.S. Şekerbank loan has been hugely helpful. Not only has he been able to repair his roof, he also said he's one of the only mills of about a dozen or so in this area to restart production.
I need to expand more to encourage our people to return to Hatay. We need to increase the capacity to 500 tons to meet the growing demands.
Ali says he's already slowly expanding his business by using parts of the wheat crop discarded for flour production to make livestock feed. That, he says, not only ensures he will be able to stay in business, but that his neighbors will be able to thrive again, too. In Antakya, Turkey, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
The 10-year benchmark U.S. interest rate pretty steady this morning, but still above 4%, 4.16%. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.